Think about the app you've been wanting to build. Sell something you've created, run your community, manage your business, or launch your next idea. Now imagine it's live before today's over. Meet Base44, the fastest way to turn any idea into a fully functional app. No code, no waiting, just describe what you want and watch it come together. Backend, design, and all in minutes. A real product ready to share. From idea to live app fast. Start building today at base44.com.
Got an idea for an app? With Base44, you don't need to know a single line of code. Just describe what you want, and Base44 instantly designs the interface, builds the database, and connects the logic for you. Whether it's tracking invoices, planning meals, or managing a whole team, you can build at the speed of thought and customize it as you go. Stop waiting on developers. Start running your business smarter with Base44. Visit base44.com and turn your idea into a live app today.
Look at that.
The dog whisperer.
So cute. Don't do that. Then Rosie's going to come to you.
Chloe, please. Thank you.
Okay, just got a
good doggy. Aww.
She just got her hair done.
You can come here if you want.
What's her full name?
Coco.
Coco.
Oh,
Coco,
man.
Chanel.
Coco Chanel.
I brought this up last night, but we haven't seen each other in over a month.
It didn't.
Before Christmas. Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, my God.
It was our Christmas exchange, I think, right?
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
I love my vacuum sealer. I already texted you.
Yeah.
I was going to make you a thank you card and vacuum sealer for you. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that's funny.
I love it. I use it for everything, you guys.
Damn.
Do you guys use your gifts? I'm just kidding.
You didn't see mine?
Mine is in the garage still.
All of it? Wait, what? Did the lanyard last? Did it break?
It lasted.
You were whipping that thing.
It lasted, but when it was done, I just tossed it with the lanyard. Mm. One time you used snow?
There were so many.
They're reusable.
Yeah, you just put it on a different one.
I thought it was a one-time use.
You said.
But no, yeah, I have a couple more, so I'll make sure not to toss those out.
Okay, good.
But I also, I haven't needed to use my ball cream yet, so I'll make sure to get into that when I, when I need
it. You haven't needed it?
Haven't needed that ball cream yet, no. I have, well, that's like going to be my.
You can't use that ointment and the ball cream at the same time.
Exactly.
Right?
And yeah, it's also like I've made that also my evacuation kit too. So in case I need to like escape, that's like, oh, I have the Alicia evacuation kit that she already
the
made.
The go bag is just ball cream.
Exactly.
And vape lanyards.
Essential is what I have in there. Just my clothes. I put that box in there and we're good to go.
No clothes, all the important just ball stuff. Cream.
That's it. Just ball cream. Well, what else was in there? It was
my
reading book.
Book.
I can read.
Book.
Your the hat. What was it? It was
Small Dick, Big Dream.
That's
yes. Yeah, which I live by.
And there then, was.
You should know.
Actually, hangover pills. I think there were like.
Oh, yeah. We had like ways to stop vaping.
Oh, the nail biting.
The nail biting. Yeah. You haven't tried that, have you?
I haven't tried that yet. That's I'm taking my time with that one.
Okay. Yeah.
As he's.
Not yet. I do think I could have done a better gift. I didn't realize everyone was doing like good ones.
It was great.
I just thought we were all doing funny, haha, gag gifts. And
I liked the range. I did.
Yeah, no, it was. I thought it was fine. Everything is just like a gag.
It really broke it apart and made it different. You know,
mine being last made it way worse.
Yeah.
In the middle to break it up. Yeah, the last. I was like, oh.
I'd like to say mine was the heaviest.
It was.
So I feel good about that.
I didn't know that was a competition.
I don't know. Apparently it was. Everybody was giving nice gifts. I thought mine was a gag gift, though, but it was
that
actually
was
a nice
cute.
Gift.
It was really sweet.
Most people ask for like a price limit on like a Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Not
a weight limit.
Yeah, so for these presents, are we thinking like under 5 pounds, under 10 pounds? Because mine's like 250 pounds.
Yeah.
Wait, that's fun. Okay, next time we should try to do something like that. You know what I mean?
Something oddly specific.
Weight limit.
Just like a weight limit. Like that's funny.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure it says it on, if you're getting a gift from Amazon, it would say the weight. The
like,
weight
it's
got to
be
right?
75 pounds.
Or like if you're going to give like mini shooters or like something like that, but you have to make it be the weight. So it's just like a ton or something. Funny.
I get you one of those tungsten squares. Have you seen those?
No.
Tungsten
what is that?
It's like, it's literally just a metal square, but the material it's made out of is so heavy that this little cube, like this big, weighs like 100 pounds. They're insane.
Oh wait, what did we see one at that one house we're at a long time ago?
Yes, and you can't pick it up with one hand. It's so heavy.
Well, imagine 100 pounds in it's one.
They're insanely expensive, though. I don't know why, but it's just a giant chunk of heavy metal.
It's art.
It is. You know, it kind of is art.
Yeah,
and then you can interpret it for like what you think it means of like. The strength you need. Maybe you need others to help you lift right. it.
Something you think it's small, but mm-hmm. there's a
to
lot.
To release the things that are weighing mm-hmm. you down. Mm-hmm. It's like a deep meaning.
Yes,
I love it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
How was everybody's holidays?
Really?
Really nice.
Really nice.
Good.
I really enjoyed the vacation. It was good to be away, see the family.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But I was itching to get back in here, you know? Mm. I was itching for it.
Mm-hmm. Should have used the cream.
Good.
Should have used my ball cream.
Okay. Shall we do it? Just
yep.
intro yes. and
go for
get
it.
Rocking. Get into it.
Hit it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
First off, we wanted to start off the episode by saying thank you guys so much for checking in on us yes. throughout all the fires going on in LA. We appreciated it so much. It meant so much to us that you guys were constantly reaching out. Also, thank you for giving us the grace and understanding that we needed to take last week off just because of our situation. Some of us had evacuated. Some of us were in warning zones, and we definitely were unsure and didn't feel safe leaving mm-hmm. our houses to come yeah. record. So we really appreciate you guys.
Thanks for being patient with
yes,
us.
Yes, being patient, giving us the grace. We also wanted to say, you know, a lot of people have been affected by the fires, the devastating fires that happened in LA. Also, we want to say thank you so much to all the firefighters and first responders for risking their lives to save LA.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, I talked to like a few firefighters and it was like day four of it. He's like, I've gotten 8 hours of sleep in the last 4 days. Like, they have been up nonstop, like sleeping out there, like just constantly. So yeah, thank you guys.
And also all the help that came from other states, other countries. That was amazing.
And Mexico and Canada, yeah, they came to help.
That was incredible. And you know, it's a long journey. That like there's so much devastation. They're gonna take a long time to rebuild, so anything will help the city. So we'll leave like resources, donation links in the description box below. Just if you guys can help, you can donate there.
Yeah, I've seen online a lot of people saying that specifically helping individuals who have been affected, their specific GoFundMes is the best way to support them. So we'll leave a list of a bunch of people's GoFundMes, the mm-hmm. LAFD, all those things. So you guys can donate if you can. And we'll leave also some like drives. There's a lot of drives and donation drives going on in LA. So if you guys want to check those out, you can. And thank you again for being so patient with us.
Yeah. And also don't forget about the people in Maui and North Carolina. A lot of people forgot. Still devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again, guys, the links are all down below. And yeah, luckily we're all safe.
We're very grateful.
Unfortunately, we had to postpone our previous episode. We had the fire situation out here and a few of us were in evacuation areas. So we wanted to be on guard and vigilant and monitor the Watch Duty app that's now our most used app.
Yes.
I'm seeing billboards for it now.
Really?
Wow.
When I was just in Pennsylvania, they had Watch Duty billboards.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
A little late for that, but it's nice that they're getting ahead of it after where everybody
preparing
can like, keep
other areas.
Exactly.
Just in case. I will say I watched the news 24/7, and at one point they had the Watch Duty founder on there.
Oh, wow.
And he was talking about just like the app in general and how unfortunately, like fortunately for him, but unfortunately for everybody else, including him, the app is growing so much because it is so necessary.
Yeah.
But apparently it's like it's really popular now.
Yeah.
I saw also online that you can pay, it's free. Mm-hmm. And when you open it up, it does say nonprofit, but you can pay $25 to see where the helicopters are. Like it'll like on the screen to see like where they're going exactly.
My dad would love that.
So it's a way to donate but you can get something in return. Like what's
I don't know if it says nonprofit, doesn't it, when you open it?
Yeah, but like they still need money to like run the app.
I mean,
yeah,
so
I was thinking
sure.
about that too, because they probably weren't used to the amount of users on at one time. Yeah. So they probably had to like build up the infrastructure as stuff was going on to be able to handle so many people on the site.
It's a great app.
It was, I mean, it was notifying you sooner, faster than every news outlet.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. So I know that because we were watching the news at the same time. You'd get the notification on watch duty and then you would see it on news like 15, 20 minutes later. Yeah. So it was really late.
Do you remember the first time you heard the app watch duty?
Where were you?
What?
Where were you?
That so fucking weird.
Is that like?
I'm like, do we all remember?
No. She was like, I actually promoted the app 2 years ago. If you guys,
we actually did a.
You clearly don't watch my videos. I did a sponsorship. No,
we
kidding.
Did a watch duty trip to. Cancun,
oh my God!
And
oh
we went
God.
To the Bahamas for watch duty.
I meant it like I remember the first time I heard someone say, "Oh, you should download Zoom. Like it's really helpful right now." And I was like, "Whoa, I've never heard of that." Weird, and now it's such a normal thing. Mm-hmm. I felt the same way with watch duty because I remember thinking, oh, weird, I haven't heard that, and now it's like such a thing.
Got it.
I was seeing it on TikTok. I feel like that's where I saw people start to talk about it, and then everyone was like, download watch duty, because it kind of just, it's more, I'm assuming it's a more recent app, I assume.
I think so. I had every app opened up on all devices. I had the Citizen app, watch duty, I had the Ring Neighbors app. I was just working back and forth, trying to track this thing.
The cat on the on the computer.
Yeah.
I had a, I want to flex on y'all real quick, but yesterday, I think of Watch Duty, the app was starting to say, do all their thank yous in Instagram. They DM'd me saying, thank you so much for, and I was like, all right. And then I responded back, I'm like, y'all got any campaign budget? I'm kidding.
Oh my God. How polite of them to say thank you,
Wait,
though.
The way you just jinxed it, because if that was to ever happen, we all know Remy would get it over you.
I do have to say, I know we're all friends, obviously.
When you
life.
Say it like that, it makes
what
us seem like we're
going
should
on.
We restart?
What was that?
No.
I know we're all friends, obviously.
When you're waiting for the bye,
I'm sure there's people that watch who are like, they're not really friends. Like even Alicia and I still to this day get that. And like, bitch is my
maid
of honor.
That's so weird. Zane and I never get that.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's because people love to pit women against each other. That's why. But I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't think we're actually friends. We actually are. But I was reminded just how deep the friendship is because in all seriousness, I was very close to the fires and you were my savior. Heath.
You're welcome.
No, I'm not kidding. Heath like actually saved me. And also Zane. Well, also Alicia, obviously, that goes without saying. Besties. But Zane was checking in on me all the time. He like offered his house so many times to me. Like it really did mean a lot. So thank all of you.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Thank you guys.
I honestly didn't know where this was going. I was like.
No, it was really like I was really scared.
I knew she was going to be.
Freaking
like,
out
on edge because it was starting to get like close to her.
Yeah.
And I was just like coaching her through it, like keeping her calm. I was like, don't panic. Like, just take your time. Like
the amount of times I texted Heath, should I evacuate? How about hello? Are you good? Are you good? What I also loved is just like you guys would jump in the car. Like as soon as there was a new fire, you guys would go like drive in our area.
Yeah.
They drive over. They're like, it's fine. Cause like the news makes it so scary.
Yeah.
It was really scary. And you guys would always like calm me down a lot.
And to be
I
fair,
trust you.
Watch duty. Like the map does look scary.
It looks
small. I sent it to my mom and she's like, oh, that looks really scary, honey. I was like, and then she's like, then she like, actually looked at it. She was like, oh, they're making it look a lot scarier than like what it really, but like it's probably better to make it look more scary than not.
Yeah.
So, I get that. But I knew you were like freaking out because Danielle, we were so far from it. And Danielle was like, we need to go.
Yeah.
And Danielle was freaking out.
Really?
My roommate. So I was like, okay, let's get out of here. But like seeing that your zone was next, I was like, oh, Remy. Remy is...
It really meant a lot. Cal and I slept in shifts watching the news.
Mariah and I did too.
I would too if I were you. Yeah,
it
I
was just
too.
Like you don't know, and like God forbid we miss the warning. And I saw so many people on the news, like specifically Bill Hader for some reason is the one that like really stuck because he was saying how his house was okay, but he was saying in the Palisades it went so quickly from warning zone to red they couldn't even get
It'd
out.
Be like 30
so
minutes.
You can't even control that. So we were like. Ready to go.
It was really scary because like there was the ones that were going, but then like ones would pop up, like the one that randomly popped up next to me.
Yeah.
It was just like you were like watching the other fires, not expecting
one to come
now
so close. Yeah.
That to pop up.
Yeah.
But like I know like it happens so quickly, especially like the evacuation stuff, because when I was in Porter Ranch, I didn't have like an app alert me or anything. It was the middle of the night. I think it was like one or something in the morning. I woke up to banging on my front door.
Yeah.
And they were like, are you leaving? Are you going right now? I'm like, going That's where? Terrifying. What are you talking about? They were like, the fire. I walked outside and the whole neighborhood just bright red. And it was like down the street from us. And I was like, literally, like, that's how quickly it spreads.
Yeah, it's insane. And I didn't realize how, because obviously we saw like the Palisades neighborhood just completely burnt to the ground, right? But yeah. I couldn't picture of what it looked like as it's going through. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing like Ring cameras footage of like moments before the fire just like came, seeing the wind and how fast that those embers were going through and just starting different houses on fire. I couldn't believe it was so fast seeing it through the Ring apps. It was crazy.
What did your mom and brother say?
They were saying to just leave the house. Like even like, because we're pretty far, but they know how fast shit catches on fire. And once your shit's on fire, it's too late. You need to get the fuck out because then you don't want to get blocked by other people trying to get out.
Were they like shocked by the wind levels and everything? Like just by the fires in general here? Or were they like, that's pretty standard?
They were obviously like, you know, they're really sad about like the whole situation, but because my mom and brother are both firefighters, I think they were more frustrated with why the city was not prepared.
Yeah.
They said Florida would never happen. Where they were. Yeah, like everything is in place. Everything is prepared.
Wow.
There is water. There's water everywhere to make sure even the worst fires they can.
Yeah.
Obviously, the winds are going to make it worse. Yeah. And she knows that. But it's just the lack of preparation. Lack of preparation. She didn't make sense to her.
Also, even Florida has more humidity. So there's more moisture in the air. Like here, we're even more fucked. And we were still less prepared.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then there's so many different branches of like,
there's a lot of layers
who's to blame on different, like there's so many different like levels to this.
I don't know if you guys saw it, but today there's the wind advisory again that it's going to be going until like all through the night into the tomorrow.
You know, I haven't even checked the app in like a few days.
Was another one.
How much contained is it? What's the containment on it?
Containment's much better.
52% on Palisades right now.
That to me, that's still crazy. Like right now, only half containment is wild.
Yeah, it's really horrible.
But yeah, hopefully this, you know, doesn't pop up again with the new winds going on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Containment right now for Palisades is 59%.
We went up.
23,000 acres. Fucking crazy.
There was
a Griffith fire that just popped up, but it's out now.
Oh wow.
And then Eaton is 87%.
Oh good.
Right. But yeah, seeing the community like all come together for like everybody, like
it really does bring everybody together.
It was really good to see.
Think about the app you've been wanting to build. Sell something you've created, run your community, manage your business, or launch your next idea. Now imagine it's live before today's over. Meet Base44. The fastest way to turn any idea into a fully functional app. No code, no waiting, just describe what you want and watch it come together. Backend, design, and all in minutes. A real product ready to share. From idea to live app fast. Start building today at base44.com.
Got an idea for an app? With Base44, you don't need to know a single line of code. Just describe what you want, and Base44 instantly designs the interface, builds the database, and connects the logic for you. Whether it's tracking invoices, planning meals, or managing a whole team, you can build at the speed of thought and customize it as you go. Stop waiting on developers. Start running your business smarter with Base44. Visit base44.com and turn your idea into a live app today.
I don't watch the news normally. Like, I'm not one who, like, has it on in the morning or anything. So I wasn't sure. And also, like, I don't watch them 24/7 normally, but I was literally watching 24/7 and it got to midnight. And this is when the fire was really close to my house. Midnight, 12:01, boom. I'm like, I'm locked in. I'm ready to keep watching. I'm like, Cal and I plan our shifts. We're ready. All of a sudden, Friends comes on. I'm like, what? We're not doing the news through the night.
No way.
I swear, Friends came on. And then I looked at like the TV guide and was like, Friends, like the Wendy Williams show. Like it was just like they had schedule. I was like, and they came back on at 6 a.m.
That's
like for 6 hours they weren't showing.
But it kind of makes
sense. No, it makes total sense. And I understand. Yes. Like, I get it, but I was like,
But like people are like,
what if the fire is like?
But they they ended up now. Like I think after that, a few days after that, I think they just started having a live clip playing throughout the night because no one's working like from 12 to 6 a.m. So they just have it up and no one's talking. It's just like a live footage from the helicopters.
It was so funny because I don't have like live TV, like cable. Yeah. So I pulled up the news network on my phone and. I forget what it was, but it was like MSNBC, whatever like the local news was. Mm-hmm. And I clicked to go to the live news and it made me watch like a 2-minute ad. I'm like, I need to know if I need to like get out right. But I'm watching a commercial. I'm like, let's go. Yeah,
is the ad playing over the live?
It's right before. So when you click to play, you have to watch the ad and then it goes to what's
live. No, I'm talking about in the middle of a live footage. Like, is the ad playing over live footage? You know when it plays in the middle, like it'll just, an ad will just play and you're like, wait, am I missing the live, or is it going like to rewind?
Are we talking pre-roll? Are we talking mid-roll?
Right? Yeah, what's the... And they'll throw double ads on that bitch. Fuck, they know people need to watch too, so they're throwing triple ads.
When you said ads, I pictured the ones where like, would you rather this ad or this ad? You're just like,
I don't have time
either. Do like the survey. Anyway,
and it's like cater to like what like evacuation kits and shit. Just like, come on.
Get the portable charger.
Okay, well, I literally was going crazy because I realized how ill-prepared I am for any emergency. I have changed, like, we've upped the security at the house. So, like, I changed, like, some side gates and, like, the front gate and all these things. I didn't know what key went to what. No, guys, my power goes out for 2 days, okay? I can't use any of the electric features, right? Mm. And I'm like, how do I lock up my house? And then I'm like, well, how do I lock it up to where I can get back in? And then I was like, well, normally I always just go through the garage. I never go through the front. So then I was like, okay, but I don't want to leave the gate unlocked because I don't know what key goes to that. So I'm out there trying every damn key I have.
Oh my gosh.
Literally, I was like, I am so stupid. They always say be prepared. My dad, oh my God, he would be so disappointed in me. I'm not even kidding. Like, I felt so dumb because, and my dad also is like, make sure you always have gas in your car. But you never know when you're going to need it. I was on like I was on the fumes and I was like, damn it.
This whole thing taught me like our city would be cooked without like electricity. We would be running around with our heads cut off.
The first thing I did as soon as I heard about the fire, I was like, Bubba, get your car. We're going to the gas station right now. And we just filled up the tanks. I was like, you never know. Like just have gas on hand and then started packing like our go stuff.
I'm doing the same thing with my Tesla. I'm freaking out. I'm not thinking right. The gas. We need all the gas, but a Tesla.
You tried. It's like not worth the gas. The car just explodes. It explodes. Oh my God.
You should have seen Danielle. She was packing her life. I was like, Danielle, where are you planning on putting that? Because we were going to evacuate one car. And we know Danielle cannot drive.
She's putting her mattress up on top of the car, strapping it.
She I'm not going to lie. She had like 8 suitcases. I'm like, Danielle, where are you putting that? It's like, I know you plan on driving. I know you don't plan on driving. You planning on driving on the road?
We said pack essentials.
Essential. She's bringing down a guitar. I'm like, Danielle, we don't need a guitar.
You need entertainment.
It's my dad's guitar.
Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
important.
Like, Danielle, look at her bags. Essentials. Where? She's, I was like, do you have your pass? She's like, I don't have my passport.
She's grabbing essential oils. I need them.
I also didn't know where my passport was. And then I was like trying to find my hard drive.
Did you find it?
I found it. Okay, but good. Then I'm like, I know I had a drawer with like important papers in a safe spot.
I hate when that happens.
I'm like, this is the time I should go get them, right? Right. I open it and I find some stuff that's like not important. My social security card is just right there. And I was like, I didn't even know where that was. I had no idea.
You let steal your identity.
I was just like, let me like be prepared. I still feel dumb.
When we evacuated, remember the night that we left?
Uh-huh.
We came back the next day and I'm in my garage and I look up, I'm like, oh, I had a big thing of stacked papers wrapped in my, like a big thing that said, do not throw away, very important. And it's my whole life in documents from like the past 10 years that like super important, but I love that.
No, but like, no, just like
so bad.
Bad.
That, like, I'm surprised that I just left that in the garage, just like in the corner. Like, I was like, oh, probably, I don't need that.
You probably didn't think to like look in the garage for something important.
No, it was the last place I looked.
Yeah.
And I left my sculpture there, my my stomach.
The butterfly one?
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, what?
I have a sculpture.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No.
It's so funny.
This girl, this lady, Jenny Fencer, shout out. She does sculptures of like celebrity pregnant women or like celebrity, like.
It's like a full torso.
Yeah, like the cast.
Sculpt.
The casting.
Yeah, the casting. She did like the Kardashians. She's done many women, and she's never done a guy before. I reached out. She's like, you know what? I've never done a guy before, so sure, we'll do it for a video. I filmed it for YouTube like years ago, and I was like, since this is like an experiment, I've never done it, we'll do it for free. They go for like $10,000 a piece.
Stop.
She gave
it's me, beautiful.
She gave me two.
Wait.
No, it's
wait.
Gorgeous.
Wait, where?
He's got
the torso?
Yeah.
It's from here to my end of the bottom of my stomach.
Oh my god!
Wait, like
he has an all black one and then a pink sparkle with like butterflies
on my nipple.
Oh,
it's
wow!
My nipples.
This
yeah,
is
it's beautiful.
Pre or post transformation?
Very pre.
Oh, she had a lot of work to do. Oh, she had a lot to mold.
She used a lot of paper mache.
It took a long time to dry.
So were I you could just sorry, standing there, sorry, like getting sorry. Coded for like hours and hours? Just really?
I looked. It was funny, but you know, it was a great video. Were you there when we were doing?
Oh. No, I just saw the after. What were you going to say?
Though? I was like, if you guys still live together, I could just see you being the Danielle coming down the stairs with that. Like, just like, I have to get this.
I can't let it go.
Yeah, no. It was, no, I was very good about that. I was like, I only need the hard drive. I brought my hard drives, laptop, mm-hmm. passports, IDs. And a week's worth of clothes. That's all I brought.
My packing was
dry food.
No, I'm
crazy. The shit that I had.
There will be a zombie apocalypse one day, and I will be going to your house.
No, my favorite text I received in all of it was me texting Heath, should I leave? How about now? Should I leave? And you go, Remy, if you need to come here, you absolutely can. I've been preparing for this my whole life.
Yes.
I verbatim texted you that.
You know what me and Danielle said the moment we saw that text? Because I saw that and me and Danielle looked at it. And the same time we said, you can't shoot fires. Bro, it was perfect.
I'm in the street.
You can't shoot fires.
I'm in the mirror getting ready.
You put on your wedding suit.
I'm in camo. What's funny is I did pack my camo, which is wild. I had full fatigue. I had my plate carrier, bulletproof vest.
You brought your night vision goggles?
All of it.
The night vision goggles.
I'm telling you, if shit goes down, no, Heath is prepared.
I was planning to go him before I was going to go to my parents.
Imagine you get a knock on the door when there's an apocalypse and it's Heath in full camo. Are you ready? Are you ready to go?
What's the job? Just
it's funny because like in this situation, like you imagine this, you laugh, but shit goes down. You'd be so happy seeing.
Oh no! I was just able to text him. I was so happy. You don't understand. I felt so much peace.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
You're like, shit's not funny now, huh? No, it's not. Heath, take me. Take me.
That's you. That's really going to be you.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Clearly we are laughing through the pain.
Yep.
Yes, yes. We need this.
And we're laughing because we are on a warning again.
Yeah.
Specifically in our area.
I got kind of scared to leave the house again today, to be so honest.
Your business is one of a kind. So your website should be too. With Wix, it's easy, almost too easy, to create a website that's perfectly yours. Just tell AI what kind of site you want to build or choose from thousands of templates. Change whatever you want, whenever you want, and get everything you need to start running your business your way. No matter what you sell or what you aspire to be, you can do it all yourself on Wix. Go to Wix.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have 80 to 120 milligrams of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
But I will say, though, like, packing up, like, essentials and important things like that, I kind of think I want to leave it together.
Yeah.
Like, just have it in one space so it is easy to grab just in case for the future. Like, I put everything in, like, a specific spot. Like, so if I'm like, okay, I got to go, I just got to grab this and I'm good.
Yeah. It's been there. My shit's been there for the past
week. Yeah, I think I want to, like, just keep it together, like, just in case.
I saw there's a mom that I follow, and she lived in the Palisades, and she has had go bags packed in their front closet since they moved in. Like, she, it's just something that she keeps there.
Mm-hmm. That's
good. Which I thought was really smart.
I feel so bad for all the people, like, because it did happen so quick. They were just out about, like, a normal day, and it was
30 minutes.
It was nothing.
Yeah. They weren't even home.
And they weren't even able to get back to their house to, like, get their pets. And I see a lot of people commenting, why would you leave your pets? That's like, obviously these people didn't leave their pets on purpose. Yeah. Like, they're devastated and distraught because they couldn't get back in. Like, they're not purposefully locking their dog in the house.
Now that you bring that up, can we please talk about that? Like, I'm sorry.
With
this
the
is
blinds?
Like, I'm sorry. Same? I don't know if this is messed up. This might be a controversial topic. There is no way this. So, did you hear about the mom that, like, left her son
with
at the
house? Yes.
He has cerebral palsy, autism, and he's blind.
She said she couldn't get him out of the house, apparently. But she packed up, like, all of her belongings, all of her things, and then she left the house and claims that she went to go get help to get the kid out.
Makes no sense.
In the middle of, like, her house about to, like, burn down, and he's in the guest house alone, has no idea what's going on. Imagine being, like, you're blind and you like, don't, like, it's got to feel so much more intense and scary for this kid. And he was, like, a child actor. On the news the next day, being interviewed, zero emotions.
No.
And she's like, honestly, thank God I found out that he died from smoke inhalation and didn't burn alive. And I'm like,
wasn't she saying that she, like, was able to get her peacocks out or something? Yeah, she was able to get her peacocks out of the house. Thank God.
I saw a clip on TikTok. I got mad, but I saw the comments that were like, everybody grieves differently. I'm like, yes, but that's weird.
No. There's neighbors. Find a neighbor to help. Like, you don't even go and you drove.
You know that it's crazy driving out. Like, I don't know. And the last thing I would do if my child passed away from something like that, or in general, would be to go on the news and do an interview.
Yeah.
In the same breath that you lost your son in a fire, I got my peacocks out in time.
What are, like,
I just don't understand that.
I saw Molly Burke made a post after, and she said that she lived in LA for a while, but she decided to move away because for things like this, it's hard for people with disabilities to get help to get out. And so she moved away. And I was like, I'm glad she's in a safer place now where if something happens, she can get out.
I didn't even think about that. Even like the app, like that, we just download it. But like,
right,
if it doesn't have the ability to be like accessible for people with disabilities, like how could they keep up as much too?
Especially like somebody who is like blind or any sort of other disability, like to be able to like pack in a quick manner, gather everything, like all your important things, and then like try to evacuate. Like, she wouldn't be able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So like, obviously, like these people need assistance, and for like the mom to just like
leave him is
like, this sounds really bad and sad, but I think she was just tired of having to care for this kid, because I'm sure it is a lot to, you know, for her to like help and takes a lot of her time, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I think she just saw this as a way out and was just like,
so disgusting.
Just did it for her own, to not have to help or deal with anything. I'm like, what?
There's a million dark thoughts running through my mind about that whole situation. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up to me.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm.
There's just something weird about
it. I think it needs
that
to be looked into.
100%. 100%. I was even, okay, never mind. I'm going to keep that in my head.
keep that in my head. If I was going to kill someone,
file that one back for later.
No. Okay. All right. So I'm going to let it out. Okay. So I was talking to,
I was talking to you about it. I knew exactly what you were going to say.
If someone murdered somebody and you're hiding the body in the house, right? And you lived in the Palisades and your house burnt down with the fires and they go through and find the body, they're just going to, in their head, assume that, this is somebody that was not able to evacuate. correct? And I was asking Heath, I'm like, is this something that police would even look into?
I mean, maybe if they have to like DNA check to, you know, put together who it is, they might be like, oh, this is a missing person. Like, there's a world where maybe they could figure it out, but there's a world where maybe they don't.
Oh my God. I hate it all.
Again, it sounds terrible because it's connected to something real right now, but I'm just like,
if there is
too much
just,
CSI, my
if
friend.
If there is sick people out there trying to take advantage of like a situation exactly. to do something dark. Yeah.
I just think there's disgusting people out there. I'm getting in their brain right now. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, way too much TV.
I know. Okay, I just saw a reel of a girl. Oh my God, I wish I remembered her username.
A reel.
A reel.
That lasted
TikTok
6 hours.
Yeah, so I'm assuming.
And we know what? We'll get into that too. I would love to get into that. But I saw a reel of a girl being like, if my intrusive thoughts were like a person, and it was the funniest shit ever. Like, she's like cutting veggies next to her boyfriend or husband, and she just like looks at the knife, and then the intrusive thought is just like,
Alicia, you know how often I think about that, and like, not again, not like
no. It's
knowing that you can do it.
No.
It's not like you want to, but like
you're like, what if I just?
Yeah,
and then you're like, I could do that. I'm not gonna, but I could.
It's crazy how much you can do.
Did you guys ever watch Heroes? That show with like,
I thought it was way.
I did. I loved it, but they shut it down quick.
Yes, but I had to be in like fifth grade when that show came out. But Hayden Panettiere put her hand in the garbage disposal. Do you remember
that? Oh my
God.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I do the garbage disposal now, I think about that scene every single time. That's my intrusive thought with
it. I have the same trauma, same exact thing with the garbage disposal, but from Under Wraps.
Oh.
Do you remember that movie?
That was a Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
Under Wraps. What's that one?
The Mummy?
It was like a Halloween Mummy one. Yes.
And in there, there's like a garbage disposal scene. So it's just like, I'm terrified.
There's something
of them.
About it. Yeah. I like clear the way for a garbage. Yeah. Well yeah.
For me, it's Tanning Beds, Final Destination 3.
Mm. Okay. That didn't stop bet? You for your.
Oh, no. I was thinking about that. I had to do it a lot before my transformation.
Wait,
like,
what did you
whole...
say? Standing bed?
Tanning beds.
Tanning
beds.
Oh, yeah.
So now I always think about that. In my head, I was like, I always look for shelves so the shelf doesn't fall and close the close the tanning bed.
Yeah.
Because they keep them open, like they don't lock them. Yeah. But in the movie, the shelf that just fell and locked the two. So I think about that all the time. So that's my, like, what if I burn alive in this bed? How embarrassing. Like, Zane died in a tanning bed. Like, that would suck. That would suck. You know how, like, when somebody died, like, a celebrity or actor, they die, normally they, like, hide it because, like, if it's something serious, like, something really sad, they will, like, just hide it. For a tanning bed, you would have to hide that, too.
What would happen is because it's so obvious that it wasn't natural cause, then some people would make a podcast trying to figure out the truth.
People would try to debunk
it. They'd figure it out.
And my favorite murder, they're like, there's got to be more to the story.
Something's not adding up.
Matt King makes a whole account. I'm going to figure out my friend's murder.
But in Chinese, on Xiaohongshu.
So his last credit card charge was at
Sunset Tan.
And he didn't go anywhere from there. It must have happened.
The way I used to go there, too.
I went to the place, one tanning bed, missing. Room 9.
There's security footage of you walking in but not walking out.
But Matt's like just trying to be a good friend. Yeah. Like, that's so Matt coded.
I figured out Zane's death, and I will not share it.
Oh my God.
How often are you using tanning beds? Do you go a lot?
Yeah. But still? Like, when I was doing, the transformation. Remember? You don't remember how like dark I got?
No, they're so bad
you were
for
tan.
You though.
Did my transformation whole thing finish when I was, no, it was actually right before we started the show.
Oh yeah, because you were in the hospital.
Yes,
we were building the set.
Oh, that's right.
We come and Heathen, did Mariah come that one too? I think she did.
Probably.
We were like figuring out the set, the wallpaper, all this kind of stuff. And we're like, oh, like, is Zane coming?
Yes. It was Mariah. Yeah.
Oh, he's in the hospital.
I have to say, like, you and I, Alicia and I definitely handle like conversations about things differently. Like, we'd walk in and be like, guys, don't worry, Alicia's going to be okay. Like, she's at the hospital. Or like, you guys are very hush hush about things. Like, even yesterday when we were at the Ariel Silks and we all were like, is Heath okay?
Oh.
And Mariah was like,
yeah, he's good. Meanwhile, I'm in the bathroom puking my brains out.
But I have to say, it was a small studio. So she goes, yeah, he's fine. And you're.
That's why one of you were like, let's turn up the music. And I kept saying, no, we can't edit through with music on. And
it's just me. You guys heard everything.
But I told you, it's only okay. I throw up all the time. It's okay. It happens. Okay. Okay.
Which we did. We did do Ariel Silks mm-hmm. as a team bonding for the Patreon. Go yeah. subscribe.
It was actually, it was one of your guys' ideas. Becca mm-hmm. Wilkie? Thank you, Becca Wilkie. We did a Christmas
Becca W.
Christmas giveaway where we were gonna pick four ideas to do for the Patreon, and one of them was Ariel Silks. That one got mm-hmm. picked. She won.
What were the other ones we were doing last night? Ariel Silks trying on wedding dresses.
Yes, yes.
Yep. Which is coming
High
out
aquarium.
Soon.
High yeah. aquarium.
High at the aquarium.
And then period stimulators.
Oh. Yes, where we have to put on the
the guys
shocking
have to.
Pain, like
we yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be so good. Yeah, we already live it.
Yeah.
make sure to get one that's like high intensity.
I feel like we need to go to like a business. To
okay,
do
but
it.
Can you guys also do it just to like be
know
like
what's
this is
normal.
Accurate? Like
yeah,
yes.
I don't. I'm sure it's not gonna be the exact same yeah. sensation, but I just want to hear from you guys. Pain. Like
okay, yeah.
this
yeah.
is very
it.
Similar, mm-hmm. or if it's like. Oh no, real period is more intense than this simulation. Yeah. Like, I wanna know.
I want us to be on the same level.
But you know what we should do? We should do it, but then since we have to just move on and like carry on, like doing normal things while having the cramps, we should have to do like tasks.
Ooh,
and
good.
While doing that,
walking
cooking,
with an egg on the spoon.
Okay.
Because okay, I do that every day.
I don't, my head went to like.
Relay race, I said cooking yeah. and cleaning.
Okay, and then like three-legged race yes. with the simulator.
Potato sack.
Yes.
They make his podcast with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Zane, tell us about that.
That's the thing. You need like a normal conversation.
True.
That's oh so like funny. That. But we did do Ariel Silks yesterday.
It was so much fun.
Looks much easier than it is.
Much.
But
easier.
Of course, Mariah crushed it. We knew that.
She looked so good up there.
No, it was amazing.
Did you hear me? I was like, one time I yelled, Heath. And then I think Zane was like, get up so we can film you. I was like, no, look at your girl. I was like, she looks so good.
She was super hyped on it. She was really excited. I unfortunately did not have the same experience as her and you guys. I went up on the silks and. We did this both feet up in the air and you do like a split and like spread out and you like, you're supposed to look sexy and spin. So Zane did like a little twirl for me. Like he pushed my foot to get me to spin. And it's so funny because you felt so bad and I was like, it wasn't you.
But I wish you saw from my angle because you were going 2 miles an hour.
No.
You were going so, like in my eyes, you're going so slow. So I didn't stop.
My head, I was literally... in a spaceship blasting out of it. So we did like the slow spin in like the split. And then I was like, okay, I'm good. I've had enough of it. And then I went to close my feet and pull in together like to stop. That's not how it works. Apparently physics are different. It put me into a death spin.
Yeah.
And I was tight like this and just zipping.
Like that lady in that air, the helicopter.
That's insane. That's exactly what it was. And I was spinning so fast and I had my eyes open. I'm like, I'm going to get sick. I need to close my eyes. Oh, so like, no. I didn't see the spinning. So I pulled it in tight and I was just closing my eyes. And I think that made it worse.
It makes it worse, yeah.
So I was like, spins.
I need to get down. So like, it finally stopped. Zane like got my legs out of it. I fell to the ground and I was sitting there and he's like, you good? I'm like, I don't feel good at all. Like I felt so dizzy. And then all of a sudden I like got really nauseous. And then I ran to the bathroom because I like felt like I was going to throw up. And I was like, pull yourself together. And it was just not getting better. And then all of a sudden I was just sitting there by the toilet. I was like, yep, it's going to happen. And I just started puking everything out. And it's so funny because like the ladies working there, mm-hmm. I guess they didn't think that I was like being serious that I like needed to go to the bathroom. I was like, I don't feel too good. She's like, oh, if you want to go outside for like fresh air. I was like, no, I'm going to like, I think I might puke. She was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Sure enough, it happened, but I'm glad you guys all got to hear it.
It's true though. Cause you told the instructor, shout out to Jane. And she made the comparison to like an ice skater when they're spinning and their leg is out.
Yeah.
Like a bigger object spins slower, but when they pull in tight, they go so fast, and it is true.
Heath learned quick.
Also in dancing, like one of the first things you learn is spotting, which is how you can spin without getting dizzy. And it's like you keep your eyes on something.
You like lock
and
it.
That's the first thing you like. It's the last thing to leave your vision and the first thing to spin around and come back. So like, but you can't spot when you're going that fast.
I think I was too heavy to spin.
Just a quick little.
Yes. I couldn't spin. It was hard. I couldn't even get myself up there. Like, you know, the whole like tying your foot and then getting up. I could not get up. My foot like could not take the weight of my body.
But you're I felt also the same way.
To be pulling yourself up.
Oh, I was pulling myself up, but like the silk felt like it was gonna like rip through my foot.
I felt my
same way. My foot hurt.
Mm-hmm. It definitely because you have to like make a knot around your foot and it pulls tight. Like when you're putting pressure and standing on it,
no circulation.
Yeah,
I did text the group chat. Alicia did reply. I didn't get a reply from you guys, but I said that we should do the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader like. Because that's
Dallas
so big.
Cowboys?
Yeah, you know the cheerleaders?
Oh,
that dance know, that's
DCC?
Really popular. DCC?
No.
I don't think I know what it is.
No. They're like so popular. It's a show. Well, it's obviously like it's a thing and they're like really well known, but there's a show now on Netflix that's really big and it's like about the audition process. It's like one of the most like, highly esteemed things to do like in the cheer dance world. And so I was like, how funny would it be for us to like go through their boot camp?
Oh, that would be
and
funny.
And we have a friend who's an NFL cheerleader and he did. Hi, Jose. He did say that he would teach us, like,
let's
not DCC because he's not a DCC, but like,
can we get
a boot camp?
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders to put us through the boot camp?
We can. Why don't you ask them?
Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, can you put us through the boot camp? We're all ready. We've all prepared ourselves for this. We've done many physical courses. I think we are now, we have it in us and we will not waste your time and we will take it seriously.
Agreed.
Too.
I just want to be up in the air. I want to be a flyer.
We tried.
We should do it.
We tried.
As long as I don't spin, like don't put me up there and like spin.
But Heath, how do we expect to do your throws?
Okay, yeah, maybe I shouldn't fly.
We're gonna throw you.
I'll be the base.
Okay.
Can I be the flyer?
Yeah.
I'm only 205 pounds. Oh, here he comes. Boom.
But yeah, that would be really fun.
I think it'd be really good. We'll get to that one day.
I've always had it in my head that I can throw a full like backflip, like a back tuck. Never really, really tried it.
Wait, we should do a tumbling class.
You can't even bend with your arms back.
Stop.
Wait, us stretching.
Wait. And this is why dreams get crushed.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
Exactly.
You can do it. You can do it. Don't listen to me.
I just want to like commit like a week or something to like learning it.
Like a back, oh, like
a
just to
where, really where
like when Mariah had her hand behind and then you.
Yes, just one.
You
just
can also,
one
they have like cables so you're actually like on a pulley. So like you can practice where like people.
Yeah.
Pull it and we then could, it takes the weight off.
I wonder how many times you'd have to do it to like be able to do it without any support. Like hand and then back up.
I don't like the whole going back to your hand things. I won't do a back handspring.
Oh, so just a
that
full
that scares
flip.
Me more than just like throwing a full flip.
I see what you're saying.
Because now I have to do a half a flip and land on my hands and then.
Yeah, it just takes one like wrong angle of the wrist, you're out.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that can do it. They just feel like they can't. So
that's
they,
what
it,
I'm, that's,
it,
that's where
I feel like
I'm
it's
at.
Mostly confidence too. Like you have to fully commit.
A lot of it is. Confidence though, right?
No, yeah, I just pictured drunk Zane being like, I can do it.
Like, the thing is that I'm more confident when I'm drunk, so I probably could execute it better when I'm drunk than sober.
I feel like also, like, that's why so many little kids are so good at tumbling, because as a little kid, you don't think about like, oh, I could break my neck right now. But then as you get older, you're like, oh, I could really break my neck doing anything right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sore from yesterday.
No, I'm less sore than I thought I'd be, but I am sore.
I was more sore from that dance video.
Pilates. Way worse for me.
Oh, really? Dance but too. I was sore from
the dance video.
The dance one is we're going for it for like 3 hours. Yeah. So that's
my
that's a good reason why too.
But it was very fun. Thank you for the suggestion, mm-hmm. Becca. And if you guys want to check those out again, they're on our Patreon, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. It's a great time.
And now that TikTok is unbanned, we'll post the clips there too.
Yeah,
that lasted literally 6 hours.
The ban?
Yes.
Did I text so many people being like, if this is less than like it needs to at least be a week. Like, why is it like the next day? That's so crazy.
They want to make everybody look stupid. They knew everybody was posting their last goodbyes. I think they all saw those posts. They're fucking laughing back there. They know that they're going to bring it back the
next
day. People
were posting their secrets.
Oh, I saw some crazy ones.
I get, you know, do your thing, let out your secret, blah, 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 show what's behind the curtain. But these people were acting like the internet was not going to exist anymore.
That's so confusing.
They were treating it like...
They're just going over to Instagram.
What?
Like, it's a movie.
They're just going to take what you said and they're going to spread it on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter.
There was one, you know, the ice girl? She like makes all the like different shapes.
That was one of the ones I saw.
What'd she
Oh, fake.
What does that even mean?
No, she doesn't actually use them. She just doesn't use them. She'll
make them and then organize them in like her fridge.
Oh, like the pretty ice that has like a flower in it or whatever.
It's a waste.
Exactly.
I think I saw in the comments that like her friends like use up, like her friends will come over and use them.
Honestly,
but, like,
she probably just melts it into water and then refreezes the mold.
Which I mean, like, okay, that's not that bad, honestly.
It's not, but when your whole brand is like the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of like influencer people who have like training programs and stuff would be like, oh yeah, I actually did get a BBL. Or like things that's like,
no way.
If I was next to a person like that and I'm doing all these squats with a fucking weight, I would throw that weight at them. I'd be so pissed.
That's insane. Yeah, that's
I saw one that was like, I don't know who it was, but it was like, plot twist, I'm not just a stay-at-home mom. I actually have a corporate job or something. But her whole thing looked like she was a stay-at-home mom. Like her whole brand was that. Well, it would be like Nara Smith being like, ha, it's all fake. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Which like maybe she's a bad example.
There was one that people were talking about how it was like a mother and son. And people thought they were like the mother and son, but like they weren't actually mother and son. But like on the TikToks, they were like insinuating that they're a mother and son. I think there was another one where it was a girl and it was like, it wasn't her sister. It was her mom.
What? Interesting.
That like you just like people, I think people, I think once people say shit in the comments, you just want to go, like you want to keep going with that lie because you know, it's like bringing in so much attention. And then you just go so far with this lie.
But also, like, fuck. I'm curious how many I thought were real, but they were being sarcastic. Do you know what I mean? Like,
There was like a lot of sarcastic ones too, which was,
that's
really good.
Funny that you brought up the whole like sister thing. I just found out that, do you know who Jack Nicholson is?
Yeah.
The actor
that was in like The Shining and everything. I just found out. So apparently, at 36 years old, he found out that his sister is actually his mom.
No.
Oh.
June Nicholson, who acted as Jack Nicholson's sister, was actually his mother. June's parents raised Nicholson as their own child because she was unmarried and only 17 when he was born.
So it was his grandparents that acted as his mom and dad.
She couldn't, like, didn't want the responsibility or whatever of being the mother at such a young age.
Yeah.
So the parents were just like, okay, we'll just say that.
We had a big age gap between you two.
Right.
Whoopsie baby. I mean, I understand, but I can't speak for Jack, where, like, I could see him. It's nice that he gets to have his birth mom in his life to some degree, but also I could see him feeling betrayed for sure.
Yeah. Imagine like
36.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's though, like you're the sister or mom and you're growing up like watching what he thinks would be like he's the brother,
mm-hmm.
but really that's your son the whole time that you like.
Oh, Rem, do you know the guy who like shops for Squishmallows and like finds them in stores?
Carter?
I don't know if it was him, but it was blonde.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was him.
What about him?
He made one and basically was like, I actually didn't find them. I ordered them online and pretended to find them in stores.
No.
Yeah.
See, you know, that's fine though. I'm like, that's
fun.
That's not that bad. They're hard to find. I understand. I get it. And the selection is not always great. I get it.
There was one that I sent it to Heath. This guy was like, well, this app is going down, so I'm going to just let you on some secrets. It had like no views, no likes. It just pops up on my For You page and I'm listening. And he is talking about how, I don't even think I want to say it because it was, because he worked on like movies and there's like a new movie coming out with like
the NDAs.
He said he has an NDA, but who cares, whatever.
No. Okay.
You want to know one?
Yeah.
I'll say it right now. He said, I feel so bad.
No,
like,
he
put it up but deleted it so no one has seen
he
it but
it
me.
Out
but
there.
And now I'm just.
Yeah. But that's what happens. That's your digital footprint.
Yes.
Apparent, 2026, you're going to freak out. The Wizard of Oz.
I've been wondering when they're going to do it.
He was saying he was in a meeting where he said, by the way, Wizard of Oz 2026.
I looked it up.
It's nowhere.
He also said he was on set and like working on Top Gun 3.
I didn't want to say that one, but yeah, Top Gun 3. It's called a dogfight.
Dogfight.
Top Gun 3.
So like, good. We'll see like in a few years if it actually comes out. Like
we're,
whatever.
We're if we release this, we're gonna get a.
Here's the thing.
We're gonna cease and desist from Paramount.
No, it's all a legend.
If he's saying 2026, it would have already been filmed.
That's
so
what I was thinking.
No way.
With Wizard of Oz.
There's no way. Yeah.
One of the biggest things people have talked about with Wicked is who's playing Dorothy because it's not set.
Yeah, you're right.
And if there is a Dorothy.
Interesting.
And Wizard of Oz
they haven't even announced that they're doing a Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I wonder if they've been doing it separate, and I wonder if it'd be the same Dorothy if it's like the multiverse.
But don't you think there'd be an announcement if it's coming out next year?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know.
I think maybe.
I think you got duped.
I don't know. I don't know.
He was so convincing.
He was so convincing. It was like, I mean, he's a good. He didn't have like a lot of followers. He wasn't an influencer, so like it just seemed. Real.
Yeah.
And apparently when an app is going down, everyone just feels like they need to just spill everything.
Then it's like, now what? Like,
well, that's so crazy. I'm just confused how people didn't realize that it was coming back so fast.
I genuinely thought it like they were going to remove it at least for like 2 weeks to a month. I thought it was going to be a big gap. Where, because in my head I was like, okay, there's no way it's going to be fixed before inauguration day. There's no way because they're.
I thought at least, you know, his first day back.
Yeah. Just
like, I thought at most it would be 24 hours. Yeah, where like
it wasn't even 24 damn hours.
I know.
It makes you feel dumb. Or it makes you feel like, oh, you're part of this. Everyone's just felt duped.
Pawned.
Yeah.
We're all just.
Yeah.
Just
it was all like PR. Yeah. So I saw this girl. She made a TikTok. She made a video on Red Note when everyone was going there for a second. And it was something about, she was basically, let me find it. It literally was her talking about Shein, and all of the comments on the Red Note video was like, what's Shein? We don't know what that is.
Like they've never heard of Shein before.
Like these are all different accounts. Like I promise you. And it was her video. It was really weird. She was like, are we getting duped in the States?
Interesting.
About Shein. And then obviously
maybe it's called something different.
Maybe, but people were like, if you can Google it here and it says like that it's a business, but it doesn't like,
they were saying, I saw on that they were saying we have a company like that. It's called something else. It was definitely not Shein, but they have another thing where it's like a big company like that, but never heard of Shein before.
Shein is a Chinese fast fashion retailer that sources its products from China, but does not sell them in the country.
Oh.
Their headquarters are in Singapore, but the company maintains warehouses and supply chains in China.
It also could just be like popularity. Like, you know, some things here are popular. Like, even when we went to Korea, like, there's so much there we didn't know about because it's just popular in Korea.
Or maybe they tried selling it there for a short amount of time. They're just like,
this is shit. Like, this is nobody not up to our standards. Give it to the U.S. Give it to the U.S. They'll take it.
I would like to see good. If they know what Temu is.
Temu.
I always thought it was Temu, but then I saw the Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, wait, you're so right.
It's called Temu.
Oh, they called it Temu in the commercial?
I think
it might
be an accent thing, because I think I've heard it both ways.
Is that like a recently new app, or that's always been a thing for years, but
I've
it just became popular here?
I've only heard about it for like the past year.
Yeah, me too.
But like, that gets a lot of like bad rap, like shopping on there, like that it's cheap or whatever and things like that. It's the same thing that you're buying on Amazon.
Yeah. A lot of them are.
All these Amazon distributors are just buying from like Alibaba and just drop shipping it and putting a new name on it. Yeah. So you think it's the same product, but people here are just jacking up the price, but they're buying it from them and just labeling it as their own.
Yeah.
There's also some like good quality shit on there too. Like my dad bought these like shoes from there, and I'm looking at his shoes. I'm like, those are really nice shoes, Bubba. Where'd you get those? He's like, Temu. And it was like $6, and I'm like feeling, and it's like it was a good product.
That's what, like, people are just buying them here from that or Alibaba, and then just like charging $50 instead.
Yeah,
and then they're just pocketing the money, and it's the same thing.
I followed this one guy on TikTok who wanted to furnish his whole backyard with like restoration hardware, and when he added up the price of how much it would have been to furnish what he wanted, I think it was like 50, 60, 70 grand, like a ton of money. And then he found the manufacturer through like back. I don't think it was one of those sites, but it was like somewhere through something similar.
Yeah.
And he got it made through the same manufacturer for like 12 grand. And it's, all got the exact same
it's
pieces.
It's all just the brand.
Yeah,
it's
just
crazy.
Had to change a little bit because like they make it for restoration hardware in a specific design. So instead of having like two slates, it had one slate. Like there was just like a tiny little minimal difference that it was just like just different enough.
Same. It's crazy though, because obviously like shopping on those, some of those sites that where you're not sure if it's ethically done, but you would trust a, if a brand looks more like,
you wouldn't even think twice. Right.
Just because it's a quote brand versus even though maybe some of them got them from the same manufacturer. That's right. Crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah. Oh my God.
And for them to be able to just like, imagine having a brand and all of a sudden you're like, let's make this brand look expensive. And so let's just jack the prices up.
Another thing too, people like will buy the products from these other countries for very cheap and then just assemble it in the US and then claim that it's like made in the USA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's Wait. All these like loopholes for doing that stuff.
When you were doing Parallel, wasn't there some like thing about to be able to say it was like made in LA or designed in LA or something like that?
So I remember like, cause we wanted it to be made in LA. And I remember when we met with different manufacturers, when we were looking to partner with, all of them were like, oh, that's easy. Like you'll just make it here. And like, you can import anything and like say, and I was like, my eyes were open to how much shit is just
crazy.
Not that it's fake, but it's like loopholes where it's like, well, it's technically made in the USA because we put a tag on it here. So you can say it's made in the USA, even though it's not fully made, which ours were. But but yeah, I like that. I feel like that's why I got out of the clothing industry or fashion industry, because I was just like, oh my God, there's so much. Like,
that sounds really stressful.
So much shit.
Like, and it sucks because like people do want to try to do things like the right way and like be ethical, but like
you realize how expensive it is.
Well, it's expensive, but also like they're thinking that they are, but they're being tricked and lied to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, exactly.
They think that they are, but it's really somebody else pulling a fast one, like a loophole to
make money.
I don't know. It's just so
And if you do want to like cheaper stuff, then you have to get like very cheap items in order to come up with that the cheap price. It stinks. You want to do like good quality stuff, but you're paying.
But you also don't want to like put it out for like an expensive price, and then people think you're the one price gouging.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're the one price gouging in the beginning.
Crazy.
Yeah, it sucks.
Another thing that was like so funny, you even posted this, but like seeing everyone's story on Instagram being the same exact like TikToks down, TikToks
that
down,
was
TikToks
surprising down. To me. I didn't think that many people would post that because when I saw it, I was in my head, I was like, oh, this is like a crazy notification.
Wait, did you see his story?
Which one?
All of them are like TikToks down, TikToks down, TikToks down, TikToks down.
Oh, so when I got the notification that it was the first one where it was like, it's about to be a poll.
Yeah.
Right? So immediately in my head, I was like, oh, people, I've probably already posted this on TikTok. Like they did the green screen. Guys, they're notified. So I'm like, oh, I want to see if this is like, you know, how many people are talking about it. So I go and I press TikTok in the search bar. And the first video I see is of like this lady going, hey guys, thank you so much for giving so much support to TikTok. We are here to stay for the long run, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, there's no way this is now. And then I look, it was like 2020.
it was like a TikTok official one. And it was the girl being like, it was very like dated when you watched it, but it looked legit.
And it hit me immediately. I was like, ooh, I'm going to just take this and put the icon over her speech. When she's like almost done like speaking. And I was going to post it as a TikTok because everybody was posting their shit. I was like, I'm going to just hop on and just post something like a comedic one or whatever. And I'm trying to post it and it loads and then it just goes to drafts. So I'm like, what? I try to upload it again. I'm like, what the hell's going on? It just kept going to drafts. And I'm on the phone with Alicia. I'm like, Alicia, my shit's not posting. I think that they're banning us now. Like, what the
fuck? It's happening.
They're booting us out.
We're being silenced. 5:30.
It's not even time yet. And
you're on airplane mode.
I log out and I go back to the app and then the final one popped up. I'm like, motherfuckers, like we couldn't even get the last shit out because I thought it wasn't until the next day we're getting banned.
It did come a day early.
It was supposed to be like Sunday, like a Sunday night it was supposed to be banned.
Nobody's really said why it's being banned.
Also, it was...
Nobody has like...
There was just they kept on saying different things. There was just no data evidence. There was just no evidence of it.
But like that's what I'm saying, like because... If that's so bad that they have it,
why did both presidents use it for their fucking campaigns?
Well, that's crazy.
No, like that was wild.
they want it to be banned, but then they're still obviously it's not that bad.
They love pushing their shit on TikTok.
I think that's why it switched, though. I think that's why it's here now, is because it was used for gain, and they were like, oh wait.
So if it's so dangerous, though, Rosie, then that means our own apps are that dangerous on ourselves, right?
Yeah, that's what it tells me.
I think it just falls on censorship. It's what they can control that we can see and what they can't.
And in the end of the day, I think there's so many different branches to this, too. I think, like, most importantly, also, it's, like, all about money, too.
Oh, yeah. They
like,
want to own
all,
it.
It's all money, too.
Well, I don't know if this is true because I don't go on Facebook, but apparently, at one point, you could now link your TikTok to Facebook, which doesn't make sense because TikTok...
I saw that, too. Yeah. People were bringing that up. They saw, like, someone made a Facebook account. Like, Facebook made an account on TikTok, but we didn't know if it was, like, fresh or not. Like the account.
I just like, and I know this will probably never be the case, and this is wishful thinking, but I truly hope like one day there can actually be like true fact checking that's actually real. Like in the apps, you know what I mean?
Not because, for podcasts, just for like these apps.
Yeah, yeah. Not for us. Not for
absolutely.
Us.
Wait, imagine stuff popping us while we're talking. Like, these guys are full of shit. This is not true.
Wait,
Zane has
funny.
No idea what he's talking about.
I wonder if that'd make
honestly,
it better.
Honestly, I would love that. That would be awesome if it was like this AI
it's
like, thing.
It's literally just that TikTok, like the white box of the text is just slowly coming up over your face with like the correct.
Or just have Chris every time someone says something wrong. That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Wait, that'd be funny.
Everybody just sucks.
It's so annoying.
Everybody up there. Not God.
in the government. You.
Not you, God.
Better watch where you're pointing that finger.
It just, I was telling them, like, it just, like, it makes me feel, like, more dumb than I am. You know what I mean? Like, just seeing that, I was like, oh, we're all, like, being played. We're just all constantly being played.
It felt like we're just like little pawns in a big game that we have no control over.
Yeah. And we think we know, like people are making like all these videos, like this is why they're doing it. And I'm sure they're all laughing. It's like when someone makes like videos about us and we're like sitting there, like they think they know it. It's the same thing, but it's in the bigger
scale.
Another
crazy thing too, like a month before like this whole thing, like all of the people in like political positions, the government are all investing in Meta stocks.
I saw that too. But again, I was like, is this true? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
There's definitely insider shit going on that like,
the whole
thing
is
suspicious. An American, like it just makes you like distrust
everything.
And you're just like annoyed and you kind of feel like hopeless. Like it's frustrating.
Yeah. Something weird that happened. And I think I texted you this. For the bleak few hours where TikTok wasn't available and I went on to Reels, it was really crazy though, because there are a lot of TikTokers that I follow that I could not tell you their name, but I could recognize their face. I love their content, but I don't follow them on Instagram. I only follow them on TikTok. When I went through my Reels, it looked almost identical to had I been watching my following page. Like TikTokers that I don't follow on Instagram, but it was all of them over and over, but I don't follow them on Instagram.
I feel like the reason was because I saw this too. I couldn't believe how different it was before the ban and while it was banned.
Yes.
It's because every single TikToker was on their Instagram going live, posting. I wish I could see the statistics on how many people went onto Instagram. My feed was going crazy
when the
ban happened.
But my Reels, it's not like it was my following list though. It just algorithmically gave me exactly what would have
Very
been on
strange.
TikTok.
So,
they're working overtime on
you know
everyone's
what I mean?
Algorithms.
I'm like, there's something weird.
Conspiracy theory. Do we think once an app is blocked, then the US can go in and like grab shit?
So, okay.
And maybe in those dark hours, they were able to extract your shit from TikTok.
Probably.
A lot of people have been saying that their algorithm is not the same now that it's back. And they think that the shutdown gave TikTok time to change the algorithm. Because like what is so good about TikTok and makes it special is how good the algorithm is. Mm-hmm. So they were saying that while it was down and banned, they couldn't change it while it was like up and running. But when it went down, they just needed those like 6 hours or whatever to be able to change the back end of like the tech that's behind it.
To then make it where the US agrees with it.
Maybe something like that.
But just make it dark for a bit. I guess it's a PR situation.
Or they wanted to change it because if it does get bought out, TikTok didn't actually want to sell the real
TikTok and the algorithm and what makes it special. Oh. So they needed to change it while it was down. And now they keep their intellectual property. And then if US, whoever comes in and wants to buy it, they're buying TikTok, but it's not really
like wiping the computers before right. you sell
it. And do you think when we're seeing our feeds and it like looked weird, is maybe because it was just reset? Like all our, we lost the algorithm. So now what's popping up is like, well, you downloaded TikTok for the first time.
I think
and you're
they just like, they changed it to like
shit.
Well, yeah. The first reel that popped up for me after leaving TikTok and going back to reels was a doctor giving himself a vasectomy. I was like, I'm actually kind of interested.
Here's the question. Would that have been on your For You page normally?
Maybe.
My reels are popping off. I'm not gonna lie.
That's crazy.
I was like, what? And then he obviously didn't show anything, but he like performed it on himself, which I thought was crazy. That's crazy.
How you do that while you're awake?
No, crazy. And then in quotes, it was like, it's an experience I would never do again. I was like, damn.
Imagine looking down.
No, what?
I would faint in the middle of it.
I feel like also just doing it upside down would make it exponentially harder.
Oh, you're
he was
so
upside
right.
Down.
Well, I mean, for him to look
you
down.
Are,
oh, my, yes, physically.
When you're
I thought
hanging
he was upside down.
Down.
Like, damn.
In the silks.
He made it more challenging. In the silks.
In the
silks. Challenge
silks. He's doing the legs over the head.
Yeah, the V one.
That's
crazy.
Oh,
my God. I mean, here's the thing. We'll never know.
Yeah,
no. I know. That's what's, and it's every situation we talk about is like, we'll never know. They'll never just come out and say it.
And it feels like when you watch a true crime thing without an ending.
Mm. Yeah,
we'll never
no
know.
Closure.
That's the moral of this story. Episode.
But it'll be very interesting in the next few weeks, months, just as like,
yeah.
If, well, because right now it's like weird,
to
but
to see if Top Gun 3 Dogfight is.
I was yeah. just gonna say if the Wizard of Oz comes out.
Wizard of Oz, guys, you're hearing it here first, and if you're not hearing it, it's because they told us to pull it.
So bizarre.
What a
I time. Love when we pull our tin hats out for an episode. I really it's do. So it's pretty fun.
But everybody was doing it. Everybody yeah. had their own theories, and I was listening to every single one.
Did you guys see somehow in the midst of the ban, James Charles was able to create an account?
Yes.
He's quick, huh?
I don't understand. I don't know what was happening.
He made a new account, but like, how did that do so well?
When, he had when to, it was a he fresh, like a VPN? Edited it. No, he edited it. Edited. I never know how to say that.
Oh, no, wait. He went on his computer and then
he filmed it in Reels, downloaded it, and then edited it on Final Cut and then posted it on desktop.
On the TikTok desktop.
TikTok.
Can you use a
website.
VPN? Oh.
You can, I believe.
Oh, I was hearing that. Like,
he said he didn't use a VPN.
Yeah, I was people were saying that in America it's hard to use a VPN if it's something is banned, but in other countries, if other countries ban something, it's easier to use a VPN.
I saw people in Canada and Mexico had it banned as well.
I think if they had made the account in the US,
yes,
and then moved,
yeah,
I think then it still got
my friend's
banned.
Canadian, but she
IP
made it
address.
Here, so it got
banned for banned. Her.
Then I know two people who deleted the physical app because they're like, oh, it's gone, delete. They can't get back on it.
Oh,
because it's
is
banned.
It not available on the app.
No,
store right now?
It might be as of now or by the time they're watching. But as of
at
this morning, my two friends both literally were like, I deleted it. I guess that's like the break I needed. And then it was funny too because a friend of ours, Sarah, she's in Australia, she's a creator there, and she was like, it's still working here, I'll keep you guys updated. Aww. Like, it was just like, it's different though because all of us are gone, you know.
So if like we were to try like go to another country, would it work on our phones or it wouldn't?
I'm guessing it since
but
we started it here.
Anytime I would travel, even like a year ago, I always noticed my videos wouldn't perform as well, but it's because I was in a different country. Where in Instagram, it's less like that. It's more like you can post it in a different country and it'll get served to your audience here. Where I noticed when I traveled, if I uploaded while I was out of the country, it would like perform completely different.
Because it's sending it to people that live.
Yeah.
Does TikTok not exist in China?
It's
I don't believe
there.
So. Wait,
it's
but they.
There. That's what I mean. That's
but
what
they own it. No.
That's
this
that's
is the Shein
too.
Of it
it's
all.
It's a Singaporean. Company,
yeah, the
though.
CEO is Singaporean.
Yeah.
So,
didn't somebody steal your name on Red Note before you got
yeah.
there?
I forgot about that.
So Red Note is popping off. I'm like, all right, the new app everyone's talking about. So I didn't want to download it yet because I went to the app store and it was all in Chinese. And I was like, I was kind of like hesitant. I'm like, I don't know if I want to, I don't even know, like logging in.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what anything says. So I like held off on it. But people started posting screen recordings from the app. Shit was popping off on there. Everybody's doing their little
TikTok. He said, I want to be included.
Mm-hmm. It was, the engagement was insane and everybody's on there. I'm like, oh, I'm getting FOMO now. I'm gonna download it. I want to make sure I secure my name, right? So I go to Redno, I download it, and at first I couldn't read anything. Everything was in Mandarin. So I had to go to TikTok and type in Redno to give
follow
for
the
someone to tell me how to switch it to English. So that's what I did first. I'm like, damn, I'm not gonna be able to use this app for very long. This is annoying. And so I finally make an account and I go and I made the same mistake Alicia made. I type in my name. I'm like, oh, secured, baby. But I did it. So next to every tab was like in Mandarin. I didn't know the top one was just like your profile name.
Right.
The next one is your ass where you need to like secure it. So I secured like Zane on the top. I'm like, yes, baby. Nobody has Zane. That's crazy. I did it again. And so I'm looking at everybody else's profile and I see that the ID is different. I'm like, oh, I thought you had to keep your numbers because the ID had
me
numbers.
Me too. I thought I couldn't change that. I was like, I got Alicia Marie. I was like, this is sick.
So
wasn't the case.
So you filled that out, realized that it was different, and then you had to go in and then try to get the app.
Yeah, so I went to the ID part. I put Zane. It was taken, obviously. So I'm like, okay, no surprise. Zane, I'm sure there are a lot of Zanes in the world. Whatever. And so I do Zane Hijazi. It's taken. I'm like, I know there's not another Zane Hijazi out in this motherfucker. And if there is, I know they didn't download Redno. Come on. So I get out of it. I go to the search bar
it's
and
not
I type.
Like it's a brand new app for everyone. Like it's been around.
No, I know it's been around, but like Alicia, I'm telling you right now, there is not a lot of Zane Hijazis in this world. I know this. So I go to Redno, I type in Zane Hijazi, and some girl has, I click on it. She just made it. Just made it like 7 hours ago. And I was like, come on. I DM her. I'm like, hey, saw that you took this shit first. I said like, oh, saw that you snagged this before I could. And she's DMing back before. She's like, wait, is this actually you? I'm like, yeah, hi, how are you doing? I'm Zane. She's like, I don't believe you sent me a voice. So I sent her a voice memo.
Oh my God. What did you say in it?
I was like, no, I was just like, hi, it's me. So at this point, I already knew that once you change it, you can't change it again. So she's stuck with Zane Hijazi. She's going to have it forever. And I know you can't call fucking Redno and like try to get your...
can you search and see if somebody has my name? You're like, no, nobody has your name. Nobody's faking your account.
Okay, wait. While you do that...
Keith Hussar.
I found out some interesting factoids.
Okay.
So TikTok is not present in China. ByteDance is ByteDance is founded in China. So I'm not seeing Singapore, but the reason why it has no presence in China is because of its sister app Douyin, which apparently is like the same thing, but that's what's in China.
Interesting.
So where's ByteDance? China?
ByteDance is China, but Douyin is China's sister app of TikTok.
Oh.
But TikTok is Chinese.
Oh, okay.
But there is no TikTok, but they have a sister app.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So yeah, so we were starting to start.
Tin hats are back on.
We were trying to start a revolution, and we're all moving over to Redno.
But yeah, where's Redno in all this?
Yeah, well, TikTok's back, so you know, everyone.
No, but like, and everything I'm looking at, I'm not even seeing Redno.
Did you guys see the people on Redno, the Chinese people that were like asking for help with their English homework?
Yeah.
Like, call here, help me.
That's so funny.
The amount of jokes that they were making because they had started a hashtag TikTok refugee. It was really funny.
It was honestly good.
I think both sides coming together like that, it was beautiful to see, honestly. Like, and people were learning so much about the Chinese culture that they never, like, it was hidden from us. Like, people were, like, really.
It was really funny when they were asking, like, about our healthcare. Like, wait, so, like, that doesn't make sense. People, and we're all like, we know.
People are up in arms and pissed because they saw how cheap groceries and the cost of living is in China.
Yeah.
They were doing, like, grocery hauls, and it was, like, dirt cheap compared to what we pay. And people were like, okay, hold on.
No, they didn't even feel bad. They were just like, sucks for you.
No, but like a lot of like American people were like, why are we paying so much for this? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
it's so much cheaper over there.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's I mean, it's cheaper everywhere except for here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, period.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Wow, guys.
I'm glad we all got together. We missed so much on our break. Holy hell. Crazy, crazy times.
Feels good to be back in the stew.
Just, it does.
What a great way to start the year. Mm. You know what I mean? Wow. 2025. It's our year, baby.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching another episode. Again, if you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. We have a lot of great stuff on there. And as soon as you sign up, you get access to everything we've posted. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Love you.
Love you. Peace. Peace and blessings, y'all.
That would be it's people like from, they're from England.
Find your puff. Why are you arching your back like that?
Because my hamstring is torn.
I think he was trying to show out. Yeah.